Support for the Something Wild podcast comes, as always, from you, our listeners and subscribers, and from Prescott Farm Environmental Education Center, exploring and preserving the natural world one adventure at a time. Open year-round with public programs, trails and natural playscape, vacation camps, and fledglings nature-based preschool. PrescottFarm.org.
Teachers know better than most how quickly a bug, once introduced, can take hold. I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society. We're not just talking about head colds and stomach viruses. Today on Something Wild, we're taking a look at how biologists are first bitten.
Not surprisingly, many of the biologists we've spoken to over the years were inspired at a young age by a teacher to join the profession.
In high school, I had an inspiring biology teacher in advanced biology.
Susie Van Ottingen is an endangered species biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service working right here in New Hampshire.
And we did an experiment with a growth hormone on tadpoles, and we watched them develop into little frogs in record time. And I thought, holy cow, how cool is this?
And that's how she was first bitten. And it carried through her college years, where she worked with an ornithologist called Dr. Bird.
Mitchell A. Bird, seriously?
You can't make this stuff up.
So I had a lot of mentors and inspiring professors, graduate students who were willing to take a suburbanite under their wing.
Wing.
All right, enough with the bird analogies.
But the teachers and the mentors that she met along the way introduced her to more remarkable species of plants and animals.
So I got into that because I could combine all these amazing adventures and stuff. It was great. And I've loved it ever since.
That lifelong love affair is one of the universals among wildlife biologists. I think we saw that too with, was it Dr. Rob Beauregard?
Yeah. Something Wild listeners might remember Rob from when we went out tracking ospreys a while ago. He's been unlocking the details of osprey migration for 30 years.
Basically, if there's an osprey wearing a satellite tracking device on the East Coast, chances are Beauregard's the guy who put it on.
And he got an early start to his career, too. He told us about it when we were searching the skies for ospreys in the pouring rain.
Yeah, it sounds like a country music song.
God, it must have been 6 or 7. There was a summer day camp at the Greenwich Audubon Society, and it's pretty much been downhill ever since from there. I think it was just being outdoors and going and mucking in the stream and...
Bird?
Wait, did you just get interrupted by a bird on the horizon?
We're bird biologists, man. We love this stuff. Anyway, after the summer camp, the initial spark was fanned by, well, you guessed it, a teacher.
The final blow was going to a school called Millbrook. It's a prep school about 90 miles north of New York City, but they have a zoo. And the biology professor who was there at the time, and he had created this amazing zoo that the students, the school has a community service program, so in the middle of the day you do something to help the school function, and I got onto the zoo squad as soon as possible and worked my way up the ladder of animals. He started out with chinchillas and then I graduated up to Empress, the golden eagle.
Wow.
Who I think was 16 years old at the time. And in the spring, whoever was feeding her could go into her cage with a big armful of sticks and sit down in the corner of the cage and hand her sticks, and she would make a nest. So there I was, sitting 2 feet from a golden eagle, handing her sticks, and she'd put it in the nest, and then she'd look over at me, and I'd give her another stick, and that pretty much did it.
Wow.
Yep, and he's been keeping his eye on raptors ever since.
I like that both Susie and Rob got the bug from teachers.
Points out just how much we as a profession and as a society rely on teachers to help our kids tap into their passions.
Well, since we've got the mic, I'd like to make a shout out to Miss Hunter, my second grade teacher who really inspired me to become a naturalist.
You're not going to believe this, but my college biology professor was named J. Daniel Webster. J. Dan the Birdman, we called him. He took me on my first trip to Alaska, which set me on my course as a field biologist.
Well, likewise, we want to hear your first bitten stories, too, whether it was a teacher or a close encounter of the furry kind.
How did you first discover the wonders of the outdoors? Send your stories our way. Email somethingwild@nhpr.org.
For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin. Our producer is Andrew Perella.
Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR. That lifelong love affair is one of the universals among wildlife biologists.
Do me a favor. Hold your script up.
There's marbles in my throat.
Hey there, Something Wild listeners. This is Andrew Perella, producer on Something Wild. Thank you again for subscribing and listening to the Something Wild podcast, our humble efforts here. I'm joined here today by Jessica Hunt, who is a producer on The Exchange, which is NHPR's morning call-in program. Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
So you're here, and I know why you're here, and you know why I'm here, but we're here because Something Wild is celebrating 20 years. I'm not sure what anniversary that is. Is that the Onyx anniversary?
It's the Granite anniversary.
It's the Granite anniversary. And so Something Wild has been on the air on New Hampshire airwaves for 20 years, celebrating the flora and fauna of New Hampshire. We're going to be celebrating the 20th anniversary on The Exchange, and Jessica wanted to make a special appeal.
That's right. We're combing back through the archives and talking to old hosts of the show as it evolved over the years. It had different hosts. And so we're interested in your memories and things that tickled your fancy on the show, thoughts that you might have about Something Wild. And if that's the case, we have a phone number you can call and you can leave a voice message and tell us about your memories. That number is 202-649-0835. That's a DC area code, but it will...
We'll pick it up here in New Hampshire.
That's right. Modern technology is amazing.
So we really want to hear from you. What do you remember about Something Wild over the years? Do you remember when it first debuted? What have you learned from Something Wild, and how has it been a part of your life over the years? I guess is what we want to hear from you.
That's right.
So that number is 202-649-0835. So give us a call, leave a message, and we might be able to include your comments on The Exchange in a couple of weeks. Thank you very much, Jessica.
Thank you.